So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, HaKosev K'sev is Kaka, a person who writes a tattoo into his skin gets Malkus. Kosev alei Kaka, Kaka alei Kosev, ein achayv ashiyichtav yikakea. If only he wrote on the surface but did not puncture the skin, or if he punctured the skin but did not write anything, he does not get Malkus unless he does both. He writes and then punctures the skin. B'dyei u'b'k'chol b'chol davashu reishim. He's chayv only if he wrote with ink or other dyes that leave a mark. B'shim ben Yehuda, B'shim ben Shimon says, ein achayv ashiyichtav sham es Hashem. He's chayv only if he wrote the name of an avodah zarah into his skin, because the pasuk states, "U'k'sev es kakuli titnu b'chem ani Hashem v'loy acher." The Gemara cites Rav Malkia Omer Rav Adi Bar Abba, who adds, "Asalei la'adam shi'idin efer mikla gabim akasai, v'mnei shaniris k'k'sev es kaka." A person may not place a certain type of ash on his wound because it leaves a mark and it appears like a tattoo. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, "Kamokim she'esh amaka makasim mechichalav." One may place ashes on a wound to heal it because it's obvious that it was not meant as a tattoo. The next Mishnah continues the discussion of an earlier Mishnah where for a similar act or acts, a person is sometimes liable to one Malkus and sometimes to several Malkus. Zok the Mishnah. The first three examples refer to a Nazir. Nazir shal yeshesa yayin kala yoyim ein chayiv ela achas. A Nazir is only liable to one Malkus for drinking wine many times. Unless, amru loy al tishta v'hu sheisa chayiv kol achas v'achas. If he received separate warnings for each time he drank, he's liable for a corresponding number of Malkus. Similarly, Hayimatame la mesim kol hayoyim ein chayiv ela achas amru loy al titame v'hu metame chayiv kol achas v'achas. He's liable separately for each time if he was warned each time. And the same applies to the issur giluach of cutting his hair. Hayim galeach kol hayoyim ein chayiv al achas. Amar lei al tigaleach al tiglach b'magaleach chayiv kol achas v'achas. Similarly, hayolavish b'klayim kol hayoyim ein chayiv al achas. If one put on and removed a garment with shatnez repeatedly for an entire day, he gets malchus only once, unless amar lei al tilbash b'hu poishet v'leivish chayiv kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Bi Amar Yisi adds, "Loi poishet v'leivish mamish elafila machnes umitzi beisyad unkeli shaloi." He's liable for each time, even if he only took his hand out of the sleeve and put it back in repeatedly, even though he did not completely remove the garment, because this is also considered levisha. Rav Ashi adds even more, afil lo yishah elikadei livshayt v'lilbo ishchayev. He's liable for each time, even if he only continued to wear the garment for the length of the time it takes for one to remove it and put it back on, because this is also considered levisha. The Mishnah continues, yesh chayrish telem echad v'chayev alav mishum shmoy nalavin. A person can plow a single furrow and be liable to Malkus for eight different laven as follows. If he plowed with an ox and donkey that were hektish, such as the ox was a bechor and the donkey was a petach hamor, he's liable for the lav of klaim, not to work with a shoybech hamor, two species, and for the lav of leisavid bechor sherecha, not to do work with the bechor, and for the lav not to benefit from a petach hamor. Uklaim bekerem, and if while he plowed he covered wheat kernels in a vineyard, he's liable for the lav of klaya kerem. Ubashvias. And if this was during the 7th year of Shemitah, he's liable for the lav not to sow a field in the Shemitah year. The Yomtiv, and if this happened on Yomtiv, he's liable for the lav not to work on Yomtiv. The Kohen v'Nazir b'Beis HaTumah. And if he was both a Kohen and a Nazir and he plowed in his cemetery, he's also liable for the two laven that a Kohen and Nazir may not become Tamei Meis. Chananya ben Chachinai adds, Afa Levish Klayim. If he wore a garment with Shatnez while he was plowing, he's also liable for a ninth lav, that of Shatnez. While the Chum disagree and say, Einar Hashem, the lav of klaim is not for plowing while wearing shatnez, it's for wearing shatnez regardless of what he's doing. Upon which Chananya ben Chachinoi responded, Afanazulai hu Hashem. The lav of Kohen ben Av is also not for plowing in the cemetery, but for being in the cemetery. The Gemara elaborates on klaim bekerem, for which there is only an issur zereya to sow klaim, but there is no issur chayrish to plow for sowing klaim. And the question arises in the case of Yesh Chayrish B'Telem Echad, why is he liable for Klayim B'Kerem? I think Gemara offers two possible explanations. Either because HaMenachash V'Mechapet B'Klayim Loike, one who uproots weeds or covers Klayim B'Kerem with earth gets Malkus, because since this is beneficial for its growth, this is considered Zereya as if he sowed the Klayim. Or because the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who holds HaMekayim Klayim Loike, one who merely maintains Klayim B'Kerem in his field and does not uproot them, gets Malkus, because the Pasuk states, Behem Techolei Sarbi Klayim, Sotcholei Sizu Klayim. The words can be read, Klayim Sotcholei, to teach that one who maintains Klayim B'Kerem in his field is liable to Malkus. The Gemara proceeds and asks, if we are to say that a Mechapet B'Klayim Loike, because Chayrish is also considered Zereya, then Velilki Namishim Zereya B'Yomtiv, he ought to get another Malkus for sowing on Yomtiv. Rav explains, Yesh chilik melachas b'Shabbos ve'in chilik melachas b'Yomtiv. Regarding Shabbos, one is liable separately for each melacha that he committed. Regarding Yomtiv, however, one is liable only once, even if he committed numerous melachas. This discussion continues in the next daf.